It's so wonderful to be here together, beloved friends of God, friends of the truth. It's very special that we can be together in this way. It was, I think, last March that I had to write a description of what we would do together at this time. And since I really work by inspiration, I had to write something as open as I could write. Welcome, come in. As open as I could to contain, well, I have no idea what's going to happen on this very day that we are now. So what is the same, the thread between what I wrote last spring and what is now, is that I would like us to have a taste of something. I think we all know this taste. And it's how we remember. How do we remember? What is this fragrance that we touch and is so accessible when we come together in this way? It's so alive and so present. And we go back into our lives and the rest of our lives, and how do we remember? You know, what is it that brings us to this moment, that brings us into this connection with God? We're always in connection with God, but we forget. Yeah? So that's what I hope that we can do together today, that I can share with you some of what I love that helps me remember. And so it really requires one thing of you, just to be willing to open your heart and just try something. And if it's for you, it's yours. You take it with you forever. And if it's not for you, that's fine. It's like the rain on the roof, you know? So that's what I hope that we can do in the next couple of hours together. So if this is where you would like to be, welcome. And I feel like I'm way too far away from you, so I'm going to scoot up. I'm used to meetings, you know, where we all sit on the floor, kind of squished together. So. Oh, well, we'll have to move everything back again. I'm sorry. You'll see. But we can do this. We can do this. So. So I'd like to start with a prayer. And one of the ways that we remember is in our prayers. So we have a particular prayer that in the meetings that we do together, in my tradition, that we say together. It's an invocation. And this comes from our teacher, Hazrat Inayat Khan. Many of you know who he is. An Indian man who came from Baroda, India in 1910. To Europe and the United States as a Sufi with this message that we all know in our hearts. You know, one of the many great lights who carries something into the world. So we need to hold hands for this. So you don't have, I'm just going to move a little bit over. Just be sure you're holding someone's hand when we say this. And if there's a hand that's, you know, empty, just put it on your heart. And those of you who know it can say it with me. And the rest of you, you know, just feel into your heart. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls, who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So, we begin in the One. It's wonderful to get to be sort of, you know, the through the, you know, sort of at the end, you know, I'm not the first, I've gotten to listen to a lot of other people, and, you know, there's something that that we all know, you know, and it's this oneness. And there are so many, each of us is this facet, this jewel, this reflection of this oneness. And so how each of us remembers, how each of us keeps this connection alive and lives in this connection is going to be only the way that we can do this. Each of us is created just to be just this, this person that we are, this being that we are in God. So there's nothing wrong that we can do here today in sharing these things. I mean, this is all our own experience of this. So, excuse me, it's not loud enough. You can't hear me? It needs to be louder. Thank you. How's that? I can also speak louder. But since I had the mic, I thought I could be softer. No, I think it's a little too loud. Yeah, it feels too. We've got to find just the right, just the perfect. Yes, how is it? Do we have it? Great, thank you. Thank you, Anna. So, my teacher Sam Lewis was very inspired to with these dances that some of you experienced this morning, and it's going on again this afternoon. The dances of universal peace, a way of being together, saying the name of God, and very embodied. And another practice that he gave us is walking practices. Now, most of us, when we think of meditation, we think of sitting very still, right? And not moving. And perhaps we have the experience of really, in some ways, not really feeling our bodies, perhaps. It depends on what kind of meditation you do. But the walking practice or walking meditation is a wonderful way to experience this love, this reality in the body. So that's what we're going to do now, which is why we're going to rearrange things in just a moment. But let me tell you a little more about it. We will be saying some of the names of God or attributes of God. And again, I feel like I'm speaking to an audience that you know so much of this already. But these come from, in the Islamic tradition, there's the one indivisible unity. And then there are these attributes or qualities of God, sometimes called the 99 beautiful names of God. Like compassion, mercy, love, beauty, purity. We're going to say these words in Arabic. It's like mantra. They have an energy just in the saying of the sound, and they also have a meaning. And as we do the walking, we will be, God willing, we will be experiencing some of this quality. So really, I shouldn't say any more because you have to experience it. It's not about, none of this, by the way, is about thinking. I always like to say this at the beginning. It's also a great excuse. It gets me off the hook. That this is really it's for you to feel, not to think about. One of my teachers, Joe Miller, said, you know, this can't be caught. No, it can't be taught. It can only be caught. And that's what we want to do here, is just catch something in the feeling. So don't think about this too much. That's what the important thing I wanted to say. So if you would be let's see. I think we can do this with everyone. What we're going to do is we're going to walk in a circle outside the chairs. We've arranged the chairs so we can actually make a circle. So if everyone would get up and make a circle outside the chairs. Let's see how much room we have. Yeah, that's good. Now I'm on this tether here, which I will have to undo for a little bit, but we want to get this recorded, I guess. So, okay. This is a pretty good-sized group, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to probably have about half. Yeah, go ahead. About half of us walk at once, because it's important to. Thanks, just let me in here. It's important to have enough room to walk at your own rhythm. So I think I would like to demonstrate it first. I'll walk around the room for the first one, and then we'll have about half the people sort of take a step in and start walking. And when you feel you've caught something, when you feel you've done enough of it, go ahead and step back out, and more people can step in. So you'll just, it will just kind of flow with this a little bit. And the first qualities we're going to work with are Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, and Ya Rahim. The beginning. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim are the first words in the Quran. We begin in the name of God who is mercy and compassion. And Rahman is the quality of compassion. So we'll start with Rahman. And the feeling is the hands are down, held down, palms down. Ya Rahman. And the feeling is one of compassion, as though one is bestowing the quality of compassion onto everywhere we walk. So let me unhook here for a moment. eyes open. Now we'll do Ya Rahim. God is mercy, the merciful. We are the vehicles through which these qualities can be experienced in the world. So I think I'll try to leave the mic on. I'll just walk back and forth here a little bit just to show you, and then you'll catch it. Before we go on, does anyone have a question about this? No, okay. So we'll, all right, good. Not sure how we'll do this. I'll try it like this. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. This mercy is everywhere, flowing through us. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Some of you have done this before. Come, step out and do this. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Please step in. Give plenty of room so you can go at your own pace. Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Not everyone at once. Be sure there's enough room for people to walk. Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Perhaps you felt a difference between the first one, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim, yeah? Did it feel different? No? Yes?
Yes?
Yes, yes. So some, you know. And whatever you feel, that's yours. We don't talk about this, you know, this is the right way to feel or the wrong way to feel, but at least if you feel a difference, you know, some you catch something, or maybe more than just a difference. But so this next one, I have to demonstrate. This is Ya Malik. God is the king. God is the queen.
Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, fall in. Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik. Yajamiya, God is beauty. Yajamiya. Seeing the beauty. God is the opener of the way. The opener. Yah Fatah. And this can be done. I tend to do things kind of a little quieter, but it can be done louder too. So feel the feeling of it, and you know, allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to move the way you're, the way you want to move. I mean, this, you know, this, the motion I do is kind of what has come as suggestion to support the feeling. Yah fa ta. No. Yah fa ta. 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 Yah fa ta.
Yeah, this feeling of some differences between these different qualities. Huh? Yeah. 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 Well, it's come to me just now that
we also should just walk together. Just to walk together.
Are there any questions about what we just did? Or anything someone would like to share? Excuse me? The actual, you mean like, that kind of tone?
Like a musical tone that vibrates.
I don't know about the tone, but I do know about the word itself. The word itself does contain something. But that's for you to know for you, because that's what you experienced, you know? Yeah. The question was about what you heard, about the tone. She felt something vibrate, some vibrancy. Yes? Yeah. Anyone else? So, yes, please.
One of the names of God.
Yes. We say two of these together, Yahayo Yahayum. Yahayo Yahayum. The eternal, the ever living, the eternal, the one who never dies. Yeah? Anything else about that? Well, you know, we all walk. Every day, as a Parami, we're very fortunate that everyone in this room can walk. You know, so a little secret of mine, I work in an office in downtown Charlottesville, and I work right across the street from a bricked-in outdoor mall. So I get out at lunchtime and I take a walk. So, you know, you can take a walk, or you can take a walk and remember. So just a little hint of something that if this resonates with you, you can do this. You can walk and remember. Walk and be present with the beloved. So, just an idea. One breath. It's possible. God is closer than our heartbeat. Yeah. That's very important for us to remember, you know? That you know, we make all this effort and we try so hard and God is always with us. So it's actually not about the effort. I just came from co-leading a retreat in the mountains of North Carolina. And this is actually doing a Buddhist meditation practice called Vipassana or mindfulness meditation. And we talk a lot about effort because people sit in silence all day and lots of, you know, sitting and walking meditation and sitting and walking meditation. And, you know, it looks like a lot of effort, but there's nowhere to go. I mean, the Buddhist would say it's the journey from emptiness to emptiness. And the Sufis say we take this journey from God to God. Same journey. We came from and we're going to and we're already here. But we forget. So how do we remember? What helps us remember? You know? One breath. You know, I'm only speaking from my own experience. Certainly there are, well, Rumi says, you know, there's hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. So one of the things I love is poetry. And I love to read poetry, and I really love to read poetry out loud. So that's what I'd like to do a little of. And maybe it will remind me of something else I wanted to say to you. Oh, it's about seeing. Listen, this is from Rumi. Listen to presences inside poems. Let them take you where they will. Follow those private hints and never leave the premise. Listen to presences inside poems. Let them take you where they will. Follow those private hints and never leave the premise. Premises. Love has taken away my practices and filled me with poetry. I tried to keep quietly repeating, no strength but yours, but I couldn't. I had to clap and sing. I used to be respectable and chaste and stable, but who can stand in this strong wind and remember those things? A mountain keeps an echo deep inside itself. That's how I hold your voice. I am scrap wood thrown in your fire and quickly reduced to smoke. I saw you and became empty. This emptiness, more beautiful than existence, it obliterates existence, and yet when it comes, existence thrives and creates more existence. The sky is blue. The world is a blind man squatting on the road. But whoever sees your emptiness sees beyond blue and beyond the blind man. A great soul hides, like Muhammad or Jesus, moving through a crowd in a city where no one knows him. To praise is to praise how one surrenders to the emptiness. To praise the sun is to praise your own eyes. Praise the ocean, what we say, a little ship. So the sea journey goes on, and who knows where. Just to be held by the ocean is the best luck we could have. It's a total waking up. Why should we grieve that we've been sleeping? It doesn't matter how long we've been unconscious. We're groggy, but let the guilt go. Feel the motions of tenderness around you, the buoyancy. Why should we grieve that we've been sleeping? It doesn't matter how long we've been unconscious. We're groggy, but let the guilt go. Feel the motions of tenderness around us, the buoyancy. There's something very important here. About our relationship with the past and our relationship with the future. And whatever we've done, however long we've forgotten, it doesn't matter. We have this moment, and in fact, this is all we have. And one moment of remembrance. Just one moment. And we forget. And then we remember. And maybe it's a poem that helps us remember, that helps connect us again to the place that we've never been separated from, the one we've never been separated from. And Sufis do love the ocean. You know, we're so fortunate to be here, this beautiful place. I thought, oh, Rumi has all these ocean poems. I tried to find another one or two. I've heard it said that a Sufi is in the world, but not of the world. Have you heard this before? In the world, but not of the world. And I think this poem speaks to that. What do we mean? You know, to be fully present, to be fully here, alive, engaged, the fullness that comes from that comes out of the emptiness, creating more presence. You're sitting here with us, but you're also out walking in a field at dawn. You are yourself the animal we hunt when you come with us on the hunt. You're in your body like a plant is solid in the ground, yet you're wind. You're the diver's clothes lying empty on the beach. You're the fish. In the ocean are many bright strands and many dark strands, like veins that are seen when a wing is lifted up. Your hidden self is blood in those veins that are lute strings that make ocean music, not the sad edge of surf, but the sound of no shore. You're sitting here with us, but you're also out walking in a field at dawn. You're also quiet. Such a refined breath. I feel such a sense of the knowing of the stillness, of the quiet. And yet I want to bring forth something that makes a little more noise. So one of the ways that I connect, do this remembrance, is through singing. And I've learned as I sit with groups and invite people to sing, especially when they didn't know that's what they were going to have to do, or they wouldn't have signed up, or they wouldn't have come, is that it's very sad that many of us, got a message quite clearly at some point in our childhood that we couldn't sing. That, you know, we didn't have a beautiful voice, or that, you know, just last week, in a group of 20, I had two different people tell stories about how they were told to just mouth the words in fifth grade when they were in the chorus because their voice didn't blend with everyone else's voices, and they never sang again until we sang together. So let me suggest, as I set this up, that we maybe for those of us who might have some feeling, I can't sing, I don't know how to do this, I don't like to sing, whatever, that we're not going to call this singing. We'll call this something else. Sighing, praying, you know, calling to the beloved, together. And invite you to just, let me get my little support here that I like to sing with.